Blog Talk Radio.
I'm up again. This time, I think it's because I ate some ice cream. Well, whatever. I'm up. Want to go ahead on and give you the continuation because we only got, 14 minutes here. I know you're glad. And me too, because I'll probably be sleeping in a minute because I ate that ice cream. But I wanted to share this. Wanted to start out in my book, Souls Tied to Devil Dream Lovers. Wanted to share my continuation on this topic. And wanted to give you a few nuggets about how these spirits are going to be coming in and out of our lives, especially those, when I say our, I'm trying to make sure it's inclusive to me, like I'm not exempt. But I believe that by now, since I got a handle on this devil, I know how to fight it to make sure that it does not attack me, so I can make sure I tell you how to kill it. So anyway, I wanted to share a testimony here about a particular person who was a male, and apparently he was dealing with the succubus spirit. And it comes from, they say, the novel of Le Horror, I can't even pronounce it, Horror Guy de Maupassant. I can't pronounce the last name. Also describes the experience that he suffered. This was a male. And he said, and this is what I want you men to think about, because remember, this doesn't just attack women, it also attacks men. And we're talking about the incubus and succubus right now, demons that come in and rape men and women in the night season, particularly when they're in a deep sleep, and I gave you some descriptors of why. So we're going to go a little bit more into that in just a minute. But he said, I sleep for a while, 2 or 3 hours, then a dream. No, he said, a nightmare seizes me in its grip. I know full well that I am lying down and that I am asleep. I sense it and I know it. And I am also aware that somebody is coming up to me, looking at me, running his fingers over me, climbing onto my bed, kneeling on my chest, taking me by the throat and squeezing with all its might, trying to strangle me. I struggle, but I am tied down by that dreadful feeling of helplessness, which paralyzes us in our dreams. I want to cry out, but I can't. I want to move. I cannot do it. I try, making terrible, strenuous efforts, grasping for breath to turn on my side, to throw off this creature who is crushing me and choking me, but I can't. Then suddenly I wake up, panic-stricken, covered in sweat. I light a candle. I am alone. That is really, really sad, which is so true. In my book, I put that in there from this male perspective, because it's pretty much the same with the women. We feel like something is holding us down. I think the last time I said push your head into the sofa, what I really mean is that it pushes your head into wherever you're lying so that you can nearly suffocate while it's pressing you, it's choking you, as he described here. But I want to go into a little bit about why this is so important and why I wanted to talk about this. It is because of what has happened over the years, and wanted to share how important it is that we recognize that every one of these spirits that try to come to us, they have to be cast out. We can't just think that, oh, well, I'll be okay, I'll get over it. I wanted to kind of share how important it is that these are two of the worst type of spiritual stalkers that come in the night season. And, you know, as we begin to see how these different forms of what they call mare, this mare demon, how it torments, I want to make sure we understand that these symptoms or these types of behaviors that you see that is attacking you, you got to know that the ultimate goal of this demonic spirit is to thrive on draining your life, to keep your mind drained and thinking on what it's doing. So eventually that you'll be so drained and tired you might give up. It thrives on that. It thrives on just making sure that only you and it know that it's real, and then everybody else will think that you're crazy. But the incubus and the succubus is the same. It thrives in this way. Particularly, it thrives off, as far as the succubus is concerned, it thrives off the male energies. And so it may think it's spiritual, but many may think it's spiritual. But it is, in some fashion, we know that even though it may be spiritual, it is demonic. It is only a sexual demonic experience that you've been stalked in your sleep or that you've been attacked in your sleep to make sure that you, you know, adhere to what it wants you to do. Now, because my time is short here, I wanted to share about the incubus and the succubus and how it's actually called, it's called a mare demon, which is an entity that can remain unseen or have an ability to appear in a form that is very demonic. Now, some of these features that some people have seen in the past, I can share some of the forms that the succubus demon usually come in this form. It's usually like a hairy, like goblin creature, about 4 or 5 feet tall. And then there's a miniature man with a head like a bull. And then there's an energy that's in the presence in your room. Sometimes you can feel this energy in a form of a short figure that may be somewhere, and its energy will have the color of a, like a sulfur-like smoke. And then as a loved one, sometimes it will come, or a living or deceased person, it may come in their image. It also comes in the fantasy type of figure of a favorite celebrity sometimes, because a lot of times we think on these things because we would like to be with, you know, like, you know, or like to say that you think on these people. Because I know for a very long time, people like Danny Glover and all these others who I've seen in the past, I used to say, ooh, if he was my man, he my husband, that's when I was in the world, you know, what I could do with him. But we started to fantasize on these things, and as I talked about the infatuation, these things also trigger it along with feeling lonely and rejected. But there's another type that comes in the room. It's like a shadow or a mask that's large or small. It doesn't have any type real full image, but it often masks itself in the same symptoms of a sleep apnea. So you sleep, but you have sleep. And so if you only have the apnea symptoms to this thing, then you will begin to see these figures every now and then where you won't stay completely asleep. And so the part that I just described to you just a while ago is usually definitely forms that are coming in the mare demon. So how the mare demon torments, and we're going to get off here and we'll come back, so I'm going to give you a little slice of these teachings from my book so that you'll be able to start to think about how you can break free from these as you go a little bit deeper into them. But as you look at this mare demon, how it torments the victim, sometimes it goes into the torment by creating a bad dream in your mind or in your subconscious. You think on a bad dream that you've had, and then this bad dream may be sexually, you know, inclined in your head where you've had the opportunity to really meditate on it, or it sits on your chest. Some people say it sits on their chest and it starts to crush them. Feel like you can't breathe, like your chest is being pressed in or your back is being pressed in. So this is another way that it torments you. And then it also has this subtle chilling touch, you know, where it starts to escalate or it starts to grabbing you or scratching. You know how you wake up sometimes, you got these long scratch marks. I remember when I was in the world or this fear was attacking me and I didn't know what it was until I began to study it once I became saved. I remember I used to wake up and I have these long scratches on my arm or across my shoulder and stuff, or, you know, maybe somewhere around, you know, your breast area or whatever when you're sleeping. But these long scratch marks, you will see those because this is some of the warfare you've been in when you were asleep. And then finally, you will also have a heavy energy in the air that's followed by these feelings that somebody's watching you or that you're being urged to want to feel intimate with this spirit that's, you know, in the room that's making you feel this way. Or either you'll have this sexual activity or feel like you're having a wet dream or in this real exotic or erotic type of sexual activity that begin to wake you up, you know, and all of a sudden you realize something is touching me. I feel like something is making me feel like I'm having sex, and you're awake out of this dream. And when actually this is true, because what has happened, this mare demon begins to follow you, begin to see how it can make a historical or seasonal attack with you in and out, in and out. Now, some people actually summon these spirits, and that's the sad part about it. They summon them through Ouija boards. They summon them through witch doctors and palm readers and things like that, and most of these are through familiar spirits. And when they come in through this black magic and witchcraft and all of this, because they think the sexual enjoyment of these demons is something that can, you know, be done with them without anybody knowing that they're doing, having sex with incubus and succubus, because they're asleep. And they figure, well, at least I'm not having sex with a human being. I remember I had a case some years ago where the girl had decided she didn't want me to cast that demon out of her house and help her go through the warfare to fight that incubus demon. She said the incubus had such a big penis, and it made her feel so good and made her feel, you know, that in case her boyfriend break up with her, she was going in and out of relationship, she didn't have to worry because she would have sex with incubus and the boyfriend. I thought, oh, my God. But anyway, this is a familiar spirit. And this familiar spirit comes with a person when a person begins to become lonely, begin to become feeling rejected or want to feel sexual or want to feel the erotic type of sex that they've had in the past with the demon or the person that was familiar or gave them the kind of sex, which is very difficult because the incubus and the succubus demons, they begin to become very, very erotic and very, very, violent sex, you know, so it makes the person think that they're really being made love to. This is a familiar person whom this person may know or, like I said, or have felt rejected by. But you got to know that anybody that's practicing, open up these gateways of this familiar spirit, you're really working with some demons that you will not be able to fight alone. So you do not want to continue to contend with these familiar spirits. Now, I only got 3 minutes. So I want to talk about who are the type of people that these spirits are targeting. And so the first type is the people who have been molested. Many of the people who are dealing with incubus and succubus, they have been molested and incested, whether it was a male or a female. These demons are generational spirits, and they linger for a very long time, especially people who have been in traumatic experiences in their lives. So this is one of the main types of populations that they target, these type, and then those who have a curse, a perversion on their lives or somewhere in their family bloodline, you know, and then those people who see psychics or these people who are repetitive, want to get into Ouija boards and energy that is demonic. So they suffer these type of angelic demons, you know. And then there is others who are practicing witchcraft, like I said before, or those people who like to astral project, you know, to have that energy of a body pass through from where they were in another region or another area of the city, but not even the same city, to astral project that spirit to come into the bedroom. Or anybody who is very holy or anybody that's very spiritual, that they feel like they can scare them off with their self-righteous self or their spiritual inclinations in their lives. But actually, they look for those kind because they know that you're feeling rejected, you know. And then the ones who have this offspring of a fallen angel, many of these spirits already know that these are people who are weak and that these people who are desperate for relationships. So they are want to feel inclusive and not excluded, whether it is a woman's relationship. Our time is chopping up here. But I want to talk a little bit more on our next session about how these symptoms of a mare or incubus, how they attack you a little bit later, because we're getting ready to get out of here because I only got a minute left. But we're going to come back and talk about the familiar spirit and what is a familiar spirit and why is it that these demons like to come in, and though you may have been raped or incest or whatever, come in and really begin to attack you in the spirit realm so that you will not be able to function or even fight it. It wants to hold you down and suffocate you until you get in. And so we'll talk about that next week. So glad you had an opportunity to join me. And remember to pass these on. These are free lessons that are coming from my book, and I pray that you would even consider to buy that book. It's $10, and it's called Freedom for Souls Tied to Devil Dream Lovers. God bless you, and remember, pass this on. I'll talk to you when we set the next date to talk about Freedom for Souls Tied to Devil Dream Lovers, the book series by Apostle Dr. Sandy Murphy. And we're on the module 2 coming up next. We're talking about sex stalkers, but we're also going to be talking about how these demons begin to attack. God bless you.